This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
I think Tess, yeah?
I think we started the new Bini Ruach HaKodesh.
What?
Bini Ruach HaKodesh from the next.
Sorry, we started. We finished this. We learned this. Okay. Perek Shlishi, Binyaruch HaKadosh Nevuah. So, holding here, Chelik Beis, Perek Gimel Aleph. Hine, Chokak HaBoyeris Baruch Shmei B'tiva Shel Adam, Shemislamid Mevin Umaskil, Bashkifo Ala Nimtsoim Uphina Sehem, Umim Mashim Izgalafonov, Yisboinen V'yidot She'enim Izgalat She'segeo V'yamlov, V'zeruch Haskol HaTibis. Let's talk about this sentence here. What does it mean? What does it mean? A person learns, understands, etc. Any type of one-to-one reaction is mechanical. For instance, something is running. There's a wall here, and it stops. That's even an amoeba does that. That's not Seichel, it's a simple tfisa. You can take a robot and do the same thing. If something blocks the light, then it'll stop. That is obviously not writing down things about things in the world. That is something that is not Seichel. Understanding the klal, in other words, drawing an inference from many different specific in Yanim that I say there's a klal gadol, that's the first step in haskala and asichlius, that a person be able to examine a lot of things and come up with a klal. That's the first step of haskala, havana, haskala, however you want to call it. Then there's a second step. So that's sort of deductive. Then there's inductive reasoning, where I say, if everything seems to work as a group, then, it must be that, and if you look carefully at all plant and animal life, you're going to find how it works within a group, or something of that nature. I'm going to be able to understand things that are not in front of me, but somehow from the things I see, I'll be able to understand things I don't see. This was the very early science/philosophy. The Greek science/philosophy, science and philosophy were one discipline. They didn't differentiate between the two. They felt that the entire world makes sense. There must be some klolim that run the world that are, what's the right word for it, sort of mega klolim, that are, big klolim, and therefore it's something which is, which if I can figure out the important principles of the world, they will apply to everything. So to us today, it seems kind of some of it silly. In other words, for us, learning means we have a lot of data, we analyze the data, we try to find a pattern in the data, if it works good, if not, not. They had a much more sweeping vision, so they would try to use all sorts of klolim of if something moves, does each piece move along with it, all of that type of things that if something moves, something had to have moved it, v'chulu v'chulu. So that is really the higher level of askal of a person. It's something which goes to things beyond this world. In other words, for the person that can only think, let's give a mashal. A child grows up in a society, in a culture, and he gets a lot of feedback. Don't do this. Oh, this is wonderful. Don't you dare do this. maybe even a patch or two, and he gets a feeling what things are appropriate, what things are not appropriate. He comes to a different place, and that's a very different culture, and he's lost. He has no clue, because it doesn't fit any klalim. So if he's an American, he says, oh, they all don't know what they're doing. You know, that's the way he deals with it. They're stupid. They eat with these sticks. Why wouldn't everybody put a stick? Why wouldn't normal people eat with forks and knives? It's only very stupid people that eat with sticks. Okay, that's the American mahalo. But someone else will sit down and say the following. Etiquette at meals seems to be an important part of culture. I know by us it's important. How much was I told? Eat this way, don't talk, do talk, and so on. So any culture I sit down, the meals are going to be very, very important, cultural events. Let me look and observe what their minhagim are. So this person already has a much better way of looking at it. He doesn't just say, well, eating with a knife and a fork. He says, everyone has their mahalach, let's see what the mahalach is. Someone who's a little bit wiser will even be able to say, you know, a lot of the eating, a lot of the cultural norms that eating have to do with interaction, with having people socialize. So let's see how people connect over eating here. And some of it has to do with not making the other person feel nimas. So what makes people here feel yucks and what here? He's able to extrapolate even finer. The ability to extrapolate from your known environment to something beyond is the ultimate kayach of Adam to understand. And therefore, being able to do that is the highest dagger. Lahab the law of Havdalah, so knowing how people eat in different cultures is important if you're doing business in China and eating with the Ilam. But for more important things, all of the inyanim that are ruchnias, we have no experience with it. We can't see it, we can't smell it, we can't taste it, it's not. And the only way I can understand it is by using some sort of extrapolation, some sort of tzushtel, and I always have to be wary. The tzushtel is not to the things as they are. So the mashal, the musik of kavod, I recognize society, kavod marks chashivas. There are people that I'm told you have to defer to, you have to speak a certain way to, you have to dress a certain way to. So that means that kavod marks chashivas. So if I'm talking about ruchnis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I do that? It needs the person to be able to do that type of understanding. So let's see what he says. He nechokak abayis b'shem etirsha adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in our nature we have a tool shem mislamid. He picks up information from around him. So the first thing I notice, two, mavin. I get it. I understand the pattern. Umaskil, and it means I am able to apply the things to other places. Bashkif alim tzemich nesem. When I look at things and as they are. Now that's stage one. The umimashin is galal lefanav, and from whatever it is that I have potentially. That I could see, you know, I have, there's some gilu to me. So I'm going to be derish that. Demis is, this is kemat, a translation of a Lashon HaZohar. The Zohar says that, it's a Zohar in Rosh Hashanah when it speaks about the inyan of the Yom HaDin and how it is, what it is. And then the Zohar says towards the end, and if you'll ask, how do we know all of this? So it's a soid that was given down from, you know, was handed down to us. But even if you didn't have that soid, you can be mizbonin in the world around you And from what you see, you can deduce what you don't see. In other words, the Zohar is using a mushal of a day of judgment where the king doesn't allow anything to interfere with judgment, the chulu, and so on. So the darkei mishpat, the idea of a kateger and a saneger and edim and gzar din and all of those trappings have some sort of equivalent in a ruchnistik way lamala. And that's how, that's Havana. So Derech Haskol Ativis is by gathering information, extrapolating, understanding the principles, and analogy. Omnam oid gozeh shemotzeh haskola mu'ula mizumot. But there's a better, a higher darga of understanding of knowledge. V'yaskola nishpas. It is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows. In other words, a person can grow in understanding by using built-in tools. HaKadosh Baruch can also mashpia seichel and das and avon to a person. And then when that comes to him, yukba boy yedias inyan ma beveru bevilti safik, he gets to know and understand something clearly, perfectly, with the toss. The Yeda Dava Bishlamus, Sibois of Doisov, Adama Regosov, is a Nikuru Hakkadish. So, Lahavdil, I can let a computer figure out something, or I can input data straight into it, where it doesn't have to figure out, but it's just getting all the information. Now, that the mile of that is that it's clear, mistake proof, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed for a way in the Bria to be able to attain knowledge and understanding that when you do it the long way, the hard way, is not always accurate, and sometimes you miss points. The Mile, on the other hand, this is the famous story with the Goyen. This is one of the few stories of the Goyen that Reb Chaim Volozhin writes. It's remarkable. The Goyen is the Goyen, and Reb Chaim Volozhin writes about him, his Talmud Muvak, about his Amelos Batar, Yigiyas Batar. There's very, 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 very little bit of Nisim and Eflos in it. And the only thing that stands out as being kind of, you know, not unnatural is that the Goyen would occasionally have, there would be shluchim that would come to want to teach the Goyen, tell the Goyen things, and the Goyen refused them, and he said a person needs to learn from his Amelos and his Yigia Dafka. So there is the Maila and Amelos and Yigia.
Shluchim meaning?
Magidim. He writes, Magidim. That's what the Reb Chaim Volozhin writes. And he sent them packing, and he said a person is sent this world to learn from Yigia and Amelos and refused to have anything to do with them. But the, what?
Isn't that it? That's what
Hashem's Ratzon was, he should send them packing. That's what he felt. That it's a Nisayon. For some people, the Nisayon is to learn. For some people, the Nisayon is not to learn. So the Goyen's Nisayon was not to learn from them. So Rav Sholem Shadron's, one of his favorite ploys was, he would get up and he'd say, how many here would like to have Gilui Eliyahu? And if a year comes, what would you discuss? The sports, the score, we would ask him something learning. Rabbi say, turn of the Eliyahu. He would take out the Medrash and he would read a Medrash and say, Pshat, that's Eliyahu Novi learning and teaching. So yeah. that would be a he had that way. Okay, I'll compare it, we'll hold it here.